It was never in doubt the city would be shelling out for renovations to Time Warner Cable Arena. The city owns the 19,000-seat stadium, and the lease signed with the then Charlotte Bobcats 9 years ago contains a clause that the venue must be kept one of the most modern in the NBA. That left some council members, like Claire Fallon, feeling trapped by what they saw as a fait accompli.
I'm not thrilled with it, but it is a contractual obligation, and if we break a contract, who will believe our word anymore? So I have to vote for it.
The now Charlotte Hornets, along with the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority, had asked for nearly $50 million in improvements, but the city negotiated that down to $35.5 million for things like renovated bathrooms, new restaurants and concession stands, adding seats to the arena floor, and a new scoreboard. Councilmember Ed Driggs questioned why any money should be used to subsidize a for-profit company that gets what he already sees as a sweetheart deal from the city.
The city pays virtually all the capital costs for the arena and receives no revenue from it. No rent of any kind, no share of concession revenues, no proceeds from non-basketball events that are held there. What kind of a partnership is this?
Mayor Pro Tem Michael Barnes disagreed that the NBA team is getting a free ride.
It would not be true to say that the Hornets have not contributed to the facility itself. I believe they've put in about $8.5 million a year that has been used to maintain the facility, so they're not there for free.
Councilmember Al Austin compared the city-owned stadium to any house that's aged, albeit a very big house.
Like any homeowner, you got to make repairs, you got to keep it up, particularly when you're generating dollars from it. The economic impact of this arena is $263 million in 1 year. That's phenomenal, with over 2,500 jobs, direct and indirect, as a result of having this arena here. We are bound by this contract, and therefore I'm going to support it, and I think we need to call for the vote.
And the vote was 9-2. Only Ed Driggs and Kenny Smith, the council's two Republicans, had their hands up to vote nay.
Hey, Ed.
The council then moved on to the second project, a 2.5-mile expansion of the CityLink streetcar Gold Line. The official vote last night was to allow city staff to apply for a $75 million federal grant that would cover half the streetcar's $150 million price tag. But the debate was over the streetcar line itself. Councilmember Vi Lyles felt if the city was going to pay for renovating Time Warner, a new mass transit line was a no-brainer.
Now, the arena is owned by the city, and there's a professional team in it. But the roads in this town, the buses in this town, the light rail line, they are owned by the city and they're used every day for transportation.
By average citizens. Ed Driggs, who said he felt like Dr. No last night, doubted claims the streetcar system would make commuting any easier.
I think a train that runs on the street and displaces vehicle traffic does not contribute in the same way that an independent rail line does. Therefore, trying to justify this outlay solely on the basis of added transportation capacity is a bit of a challenge.
Last week, city staff announced the price of the streetcar expansion had jumped by $24 million before the first new track was even laid. Michael Barnes said he was worried the city did not have a dedicated source of funding for the project.
My main fear from the very beginning had been that this project would become a permanent part of the city's general fund budget.
Barnes added, it looks bad when the city says no to paying for many projects, but somehow finds the money for others.
And we've gone from $63 million that we somehow found in our budget to now $75 million that we have somehow found in our budget after we just raised taxes.
The streetcar expansion passed in a vote of 7-4. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.